I think Brother Darren is going to share with us. He has a wonderful testimony, Darren Gallant. He has a new baby, Emily Nicole Gallant. Go ahead, Darren, share something with us. Encourage us a little.
Good evening, everyone. I just wanted to share quick. I just got back from the hospital. As everybody knows, I wanted to first and foremost thank everybody out there who's been praying for me and my wife this week and our family for the birth of our daughter. It's been an amazing week in just witnessing the power of God and the hand of God in our lives and the reality. I mean, just how real God really is. I had to share this with you. I sent an email off yesterday, and then he'd asked, Brother Dave asked if I'd share this with you guys. So I just wanted to encourage everybody. Emily Nicole Gallant was born Monday night at 8:07. Monday morning, we went into the hospital around 8 a.m. My wife started going into contractions around 9 a.m. What happened then was next to absolutely amazing. We progressed through the day. Around 10 a.m., they started to induce her. She ended up going into labor till after 8 o'clock that night. It was a really heavy, very harsh, very difficult, hard labor to go through. What happened was is that from between 8 in the morning till 8 o'clock at night, my wife went from 1 to 2 centimeters dilated to 5 centimeters dilated, which took all day to get there. And anybody, all the women out there who know what that means, I mean, she was not ready to give birth yet. At 5 centimeters, that's like half the dilation you need to give birth to the child. At that point, what happened was is when we reached about 8 o'clock, my wife was going into really heavy, very heavy labor, very, very extremely painful. She was really going through. They put her on oxygen. There was a half a room full of people, a couple doctors, there was nurses. The baby's heartbeat then began to drop really low every time she'd go into a contraction. The doctors began, they were watching, monitoring closely. After not being able to get a good enough monitor, they ended up actually literally having to attach a wire to Emily's head while she was still in the womb to monitor the heartbeat. At that point, I was just sitting there in awe of this, all the comforting my wife and just praising God and looking at this. The doctors began to get really worried because the heartbeat was dropping really low every time she'd go into a contraction. At this point, our family doctor called in Dr. Blake. He came in the room. They decided at that point that for the sake of the baby's life, they were going to do an emergency C-section cesarean. The nurse ran up to me and said that I'm going out to get you scrubs right now. I went to get the doctor scrubs. Dr. Blake ran out of the room. He said he was going to call in the crew. He had gathered the rest of the operating crew into the that part of the hospital on that floor, and they were ready to wheel my wife over. And I looked up my doctor, and then I looked down at my wife, and I just the Holy Spirit just came upon the whole situation, and I was just so at peace at this time. I really was. It's an amazing thing. I looked down on my wife, I laid hands on her, and I commanded the heartbeat to raise in Jesus' name, and then the heartbeat instantly, within a matter of a second or two, raised about 30 beats more where it was beating healthily. And I looked at my wife, and I looked down again, I looked at the doctor, and I laid hands on my wife again, and I prayed to God. I said, Lord, please help us. Help us with this delivery of our child. In Jesus' name, I just thank you, God. Instantly, my wife's eyes opened. She looked at the doctor, said she had to push. She looked down. The head was already coming out, and our baby was born in about a minute's time. And the doctor and everybody in the delivery room just looked over at us, and they were like, wow. And I said, wow. I said, praise God. And they were like, Dr. Blake came running back, and he says, what happened? I looked right at him. I said, I prayed. God delivered this baby. It's like the hand of God pulled our daughter out of the jaws of death right there and pulled the baby from the womb. My wife took from 8 in the morning till 8 at night, from 1 to 2 centimeters to 5 centimeters, and in a matter of about 35 seconds, she went to 10 centimeters in under a minute, and the baby was born instantly. It was removed. She hadn't even pushed yet, the baby already started to come out. I just wanted to give God all the glory. I want to thank the Lord. We have a beautiful, she's absolutely perfect. Perfect. She's just looks like a little porcelain doll. She's just so precious. This is our fifth daughter. Anybody knows us, we just want to thank all of you. It's an interesting thing. There's been a lot of different brothers and they're getting a lot of emails over the past few months and just a lot of different people they've been put in the heart, and then we've been put on the heart, and they've been praying for us. You know, and it's, I just want to thank everybody for your prayers, because God knew, you know, God knew that this moment was going to happen before it ever even happened. And people had been praying for months for this, and in that moment, the Holy Spirit just moved in that situation. The hand of God came down from heaven. I'm so grateful and absolutely in awe. I mean, that was absolute miracle. I just want to thank everybody for your prayers again. God bless you all, your brothers. You guys have a wonderful night. God bless you.
Thank you, Darren. God bless you. That's great. Congratulations. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for coming through once more, Lord. You're always there with your provision and your blessings and your power. And we just praise you. We thank you for moving through Darren in faith to bring forth this wonderful blessing and miracle. And Lord, we just ask your grace and your mercy upon Emily Nicole, Lord, that your anointing will go with her, and she will be a special child, Lord. Very special, anointed of you, Lord, full of your desires and wisdom. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. In the name of Jesus.